previously on Carrier.
My name's Raylene Watts. I'm Earl's daughter.
All right, all right. Your daddy doing any better?
No, they still can't diagnose what's wrong.
Well, hopefully it's nothing too serious.
Fuck this!
Ray, don't overthink it. You're not in control right now.
Who are you?
A security measure. Let's just say I can't risk you being a liability. We can't compromise the delivery.
Please, I need your phone. It's an emergency.
Right.
Some dude is after me.
I ain't fall for that.
I'm not fucking around. It's got my arm. It's got my arm. Help. Whoa. Whoa, shit.
What the hell are you doing?
Listen, just get back inside. It's not safe for you out here.
Ray.
You got this. You got this. Go, 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 go.
Ms. Watts, I'm Camila Torres. I work for the Bioterrorism Division at the FBI. I need you to listen. We think we know the organization you've been hired by. We suspect you may be transporting some sort of biological weapon.
Oh, God. Oh,
Ms. Watts, what happened? Are you hurt?
It's my arm. It's whatever's back there. I think it bit me.
Are you listening? Good. This is not a podcast. This is not an audiobook. This is a dimensional experience set in the unseen realms to your left, your right, and all that lingers between. We ask that you put on headphones if possible. Use caution during your journey and always listen carefully.
Q-Code presents Carrier, starring Cynthia Erivo. Written and directed by Dan Blank.
Sorry, I'm here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Zaitlin. I'm overseeing your father's treatment. I understand you had some questions.
Sort of. I really just need to talk to my dad if it's cool.
I'm so sorry. I assumed your brother would have filled you in after he left.
He left? Wow, I didn't hear anything.
Well, unfortunately, your father's not responsive at the moment. We're also keeping him in isolation while we await further lab results. We just can't take any risks in the ICU if this thing turns out to be communicable.
I see.
His neurological dysfunction suggests it could be some bacterial infection, but that still wouldn't explain the severe discoloration and swelling across his chest and neck.
Discoloration like weird dark blotches?
That's right. How did you know that? Miss Watts, whatever's attacking your father is spreading at an exponential rate. If you have any information you can share, it could help us get to the bottom of this before it's too late.
I wish I could, man. I really wish I could.
Your brother mentioned Earl may have been exposed to toxic materials in his line of work.
It's not that.
But you never know. Even a small trace of chemical exposure...
It wasn't chemicals. Could it be some kind of venom?
Like a snake bite? Well, neurotoxins could certainly cause some of these symptoms, but given the scope of your dad's condition, that would have to be a snake about the size of an L train.
Please, you have to keep trying. If there's anything you can find to help him...
I'm not gonna give up on your father. You have my word. If a treatment has even the slightest effect, we'll call you. But at this point, it may be better to contact loved ones and hope for the best. But prepare for the worst.
Baby, I'm sorry to wake you. Just go back to sleep.
No, it's cool. I'm up. I'm up. I just, I can't talk too loud or I'll wake them too.
The kids?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea how people that small can take up so much space. They left me one ass cheek's worth of real estate. I'm pretty sure we could squeeze one more on here, though. You getting close?
Something's come up. Some issues with the cargo I gotta deal with.
Okay. Well, the boy won't shut up about getting that ride in the truck tomorrow, so... What time you think you'll be home?
I don't know. I fucked up, hon. I shouldn't have taken this job. I'm so stupid.
Oh, hey, this ain't like you. Right, what's going on? You can tell me. Does any of this have to do with your dad?
Kind of, but that's just part of it.
Listen to me. It's like I was telling Jamil tonight. Some real messed up shit happens in our lives. Things we have no control over. But all you can do is focus on the issues that you have some say over. That's all any of us can do, right?
You're a good... You make a good dad, you know that? I'm glad they have you.
Just drive safe. Get through this, Ray. We'll face the rest of it when you get home, whatever it is. Okay?
Ray. Answer
me. Oh, shit.
Ray, what is it?
I gotta go.
Wait, hold up.
You shouldn't have run off like that, Ray. It's pointless. I can always catch up. Look, I'm not your enemy. I was brought on to help you.
I don't need your kind of help.
What? You think I wanted to hurt those people? It didn't have to go that way. But you left me no choice. If anything, I'd say, it's on your hands. Now, tell me what happened back there. Come on, I saw you reaching in the trailer. The cargo. Did it come in contact with you? Ray, you need to tell me. If you're infected and it goes untreated, it could be fatal.
I'll be fine.
Shit. Listen. Just hang on. You've got less than 200 miles to go. There's someone on the other end who knows how to deal with this. They can cure you.
The way they cured my dad?
You don't trust me. I get it. But there's no one else here who could possibly help you. So you've got no choice.
Yes. Yes, I do.
What other options do you think you have, Ray? The police? Think about it, Ray. When have the police ever given a fuck about you?
Miss Watts, hi. Agent Torres.
If anything, they'll pass the case to the FBI. And those goons couldn't care less about what happens to you.
Raylene, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Special Agent Brower from our bioterrorism unit is with us, too. How's the arm? Does it look like it's getting better or worse?
Worse. Way worse.
It's gonna be okay. We're rushing a medical team out to intercept you. We believe the organism's defense contains a strong mycotoxin. I know it's painful, but...
Can you give us a status report on that trailer? Did it take any damage in the altercation?
Hey, Raylene, one sec.
They'll promise you anything. Because they think that cargo is something they can control. The government wants to weaponize it, Ray. And you? Who are you? You're a nobody. An expendable. An obstruction. Do you understand? Ray?
Hey, sorry about that. We just need a confirmation on your location. Are you still northbound on I-55?
Ray, are you listening to me?
Miss Watts, did I lose you?
I'm here. I'm here.
Where are you?
I-57, just north of Champaign. Mile marker 242.
Oh, I thought you said I-55 earlier.
I know. I missed a merger. I had to detour.
Raylene, I know you've had a hell of a night, but I need you to trust us. You could be in a lot of trouble here. If you don't cooperate, there could be accessory charges, and I really don't want to see that happen.
Yep, I get it.
You're aware that lying to the FBI is also a felony, right?
None of this was my fault.
It doesn't matter. Not on a case like this.
Oh, shit.
Estimated time in traffic, 30 minutes.
Anyone up there got eyes on what's going on?
Yeah, they closed us down to one lane. Must be road construction.
F that! What road crew do you know's got choppers?
Fellas, I'm in front of the line here. Get comfortable, cause they're flagging every commercial vehicle over. But this ain't highway patrol. They got National Guard busting humps up here.
Man, you are so full of shit.
You'll find out soon enough, dingus.
Ray, what the hell is all this? What did you do?
The net is closing, Miss Watts. We can triangulate your radius up the nearest cell tower. We will find you, whether you cooperate or not.
Get off the road, Ray. Just ride your shoulder to that off-ramp. Now!
Raylene, I've seen what something like this does to family. Just please, think carefully about your next move.
There we go. Right behind you, Ray. Trust me. You made the right call.
You know, everyone's always telling me how to think, how to behave, like I'm supposed to accept that there are just some things in life I have no control over. But this ain't one of those. So fuck all of y'all.
Holy shit, anyone see that? Some jackass is U-turn across the
mirror. Damn, Ray. That daredevil should have just wasted my time. I can find you. Wherever you try to go, I can track you down.
Recalculating route. Turn around when possible.
He can try.
Turn around when possible.
Oh, shit. He can track me down.
Recalculating route. In 200 feet, turn left on 55 North, Chicago. Recalculating
Jesus,
route.
Jesus, shut up!
Disconnect a company installed GPS fleet tracker. Now some of you in the comments section have been begging for this one, but I personally do not endorse doing this. Our channel is strictly for educational purposes. Now, before we get busy, I need to talk to you a little bit about metabolic nutritional supplements.
Oh, come on, dude.
I've lost 20 pounds. That's mouth constant. My wife aims me for not being this in the seat. I'm down to 300. So much confidence, right? No weight problem. Oka Almond Blast. Stream Berry Breeze. Anti-inflammatories and typical vitality shakes. For that big D energy to get you through the long hauls. Okay. First, we need to find your fleet tracker, and that means we'll need to remove all necessary panels below the center console to gain access to the vehicle's J-Bus connector. So grab the toolbox, and let's get dirty.
Okay,
now you've rewired your gauge cluster. You've rerouted all your cables, and you've reattached your dashboard panels. It's time to fire this bad boy up. Just one last thing. Be sure to do some research before attempting a mod like this, as depending on your ELD's firmware, you may brick the vehicle once you start the ignition.
What?
But we're gonna find out just how lucky we were right after this.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yes! Okay.
GPS system not detected. Non-compliance violations will be reported
to your... shut up! Come on.
What the fuck's happening to me right now?
Carrier, starring Cynthia Erivo as Raylene Watts. Written and directed by Dan Blank. Produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Cavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, and Cynthia Erivo. Recorded, mixed, and mastered by Salt Audio. With performances by Elliot Gould, Lamorne Morris, Martin Starr, Sheila Carrasco, Dylan Bruno, Oliver Cooper, Joel McKinnon Miller, Kevin Christie, Steve Howey, James Wellington, and Lance Reddick. Edited by Dan Blank and Matt Ahrens. Original music and score by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Sound design by Sam Plattner. Dimensional audio design by Salt Audio and Dan Blank. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervision by Sam Beasley. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Recorded at Todd AO Studios.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Jeff, look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.